Welcome to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. I'm John Cook, and I'm joined today by Takehiro Sakito, Chief Japan Strategist for MUFG. It's Monday, November 2nd, 2020. Welcome back, Sakito-san.
Good to be back.
Great to have you. Japanese lifers recently released investment plans for the second half of fiscal year 2020. You put out a really good piece on it last week entitled JPY Cross Asset, Lifers Return to JGBs to Improve Investment Efficiency, Keeping Eye on Credit and in Alternative Investments. Could you just take our listeners through some of the high points of that piece?
Thank you. Recently, in late October, 10 Japanese lifers released their second half in fiscal year 20 investment plans. I get the impression that Japanese lifers will be firstly returning to JGBs, and secondly, focusing largely on credit assets and alternative investing in the second half. Among U.S. bonds, I expect them to buy more U.S. corporate debt and agency bonds. Risk preference for foreign bonds appears to be diminishing. Three lifers buying more open foreign bonds, and just two lifers buying more hedged foreign bonds. On the other hand, five lifers plan to buy more JGBs, showing a strong preference for JGBs. Also, at press conference, Japanese lifers showed an active interest in alternative investing, including buying up more credit assets. For example, one lifer noted that it plans to continue investing in funds, which increased in first half and second half as well, in order to diversify overall portfolio risks. The other company said it is eyeing buyout and infrastructure private equity funds in order to boost profit amid the global low yields. Another lifer showed an active interest in ESG investing.
Okay, so more JGBs, less foreign bonds, and sounds like spread product and other alternative investments. You also mentioned in the report that the JFSA released a report on economic solvency regulations. Maybe you could touch on that a little bit, and then also how does the JPY tight JPY basis, tight JPY forwards, how does that influence them here, and how are they reacting or looking at foreign bond markets? Perhaps let's use U.S. Treasuries as an example.
Mm-hmm. The Japanese Financial Services Agency JFSA released a report on economic solvency regulation in June. Capital rules for the insurance sector will change substantially over the next 5 years. The sector will shift to economic capital regulations by 2025. Japanese lifers' preferences regarding yields, equities, and currency hedges will likely change on this capital loop. JPY basis has been low and stable of late. JPY forward hedging costs are not high at all nowadays. However, by case, after considering the hedging trading cost, falling bonds lack appeal relative to JGBs. Thus, Japanese lifers are merely neutral toward hedged falling bonds in their second half investment plans. However, the yield on the 10-year Treasury, U.S. Treasury, tapped 0.8% in late October, before lifers released their second half investment strategies. Median outlooks among lifers for the 10-year yield were scattered between 0.8% to 1.0% level. And the 10-year yield was already within that range. So in the second half, lifers are likely to accumulate more U.S. bonds than stated in their second half investment strategies. And if that happened, like in first half, they are likely to prefer U.S. corporate bonds and agency bonds, I assume. Already, Japanese lifers have been accumulating more super long-term JGBs in order to adjust and control duration. Lifers' super long-term bonds investing will likely cause some side effects that should not be overlooked. like expanded JGB issuance by the MOF and a reduced burden for the BOJ to buy JGBs.
Great. Thanks for that. Switching topics a bit, the BOJ last week released its JGB purchase plan for November. There were some notable changes there. Maybe you could take our listeners through that. And then could you tie that back in with the last point you made about the long-end demand by the LIFER community and kind of give us the net of that?
Mm-hmm. On October 30th, the BOJ announced its JGB buying plans for November, which will include tweaking the purchases of short-term to medium-term JGBs, even though no changes in long-term JGB purchases. In our view, the BOJ has revealed its yield curve control operation stance of allowing the JGB yield curve to steepen. It has done so by limiting the JGB buying days in November and expanding the per-day impact of JGB buying, while, secondly, leaving buying plans for super long and unchanged. Though the MOF's JGB auctions increase in size, including for 40-year JGBs, on November 25th. The market reacted to the BOJ's JGB buying plans by selling JGB futures in overnight trading in the night of October 30th. The BOJ will keep watching Japanese LIFER's capacity in long-term JGB buying. In November, I'm also interested in how much the BOJ's JGB buying operations will be matched with Japanese LIFER's JGB buying flows. This means the critical day will be November 25th for 40 years JGB auction. Ahead of that day, we will likely face a steepening pressure in JGB yield curve. Let's see how much Japanese LIFER's can assist the MOF's JGB issuance increases and the BOJ's yield curve control operations.
Okay, so it's almost as if the BOJ anticipated or saw the increased buying in super longs from the LIFER community and reacted accordingly. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out going forward, as you mentioned. I think we're almost out of time. Why don't we conclude with your views and your outlook for dollar-yen, yen rate, dollar-yen basis?
The U.S. election will finally be held tomorrow. Dollar-yen has been battling it out at a 104 level recently. The dollar has been weakening against the yen. We maintain our bias that dollar-yen could fall. We think dollar-yen could become more volatile and expand our outlook range from the recent 2-yen range to 3-yen going forward. I expect dollar-yen to take on a bearish bias and a trade within a range 103 to 106. JPY rates and JPY basis will probably continue to wait and see. JPY rates basis neutral bias for this week. Japanese companies and investors are flush with cash. JPY rates could take on an upward bias and JPY basis a widening bias once the direction of the U.S. is clear.
That's great analysis, Sekito-san. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, John.
Thank you for listening to the MUFG Global Markets Podcast. Rate, review, and subscribe on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And reach out to your MUFG sales rep for any further information. Check back soon for more insights from the Global Markets Research Team.